This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your signal to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm Carla Pereira, KC1HSX, and these are top stories for Friday, May 11th. ARRL has asked the FCC to avoid authorizing developmental technologies in two amateur radio bands above 95 gigahertz. The ARRL commented on May 2nd in response to a Notice of Proposed Rulemaking and Order in ET Docket 18-21 released in February. The so-called Spectrum Horizons proceeding seeks to make the bands above 95 gigahertz more readily accessible for new innovative services and technologies. Amateur radio has primary allocation status in the bands 134 through 136 gigahertz and 248 through 250 gigahertz. Both bands are shared with the Radio Astronomy Service, which is secondary. ARRL said it would oppose any proposal to permit unlicensed devices or largely unregulated experimental operations in the two primary amateur radio allocations in the range of spectrum the FCC is considering. The leaks comments noted that the secondary radio astronomy service in those two bands also requires a quiet RF environment. The 2017 QST Antenna Design Competition was such a success that ARRL is doing it again this year, but now with a special twist. The 2018 challenge is to design the best LF, MF, or HF antenna for limited space applications. Among the rules for this year's competition is the requirement that the antenna must be designed for one or more bands between 2200 meters and 10 meters, must fit within a 30 by 50 foot area, and stand no taller than 30 feet at any point. Entrants should send their best designs for evaluation according to the competition rules. Even designs that don't win a prize might still be eligible for publication in a future issue of QST. Only one entry per person or team can be accepted. The submission deadline is September 1st, 2018, which allows plenty of time to build and test designs. You'll find the complete rules in the June issue of QST Magazine. The third public test of FT8 de-expedition mode on May 5th is being called a success. The goal of the exercise was to simulate a rare de-expedition pileup on FT8 by having many stations, so-called hounds, calling and trying to work a designated pseudo-de-expedition station, the Fox. Joe Taylor, K1JT, said, quote, "A number of participants and would-be participants reported that propagation was spotty at best. Nevertheless, at AA7A, G4WJS, K1JT, and K9AN, we copied 405 unique call signs of stations acting as hounds, and at least one fox was worked by 305 of them. Many hounds worked two or three of the foxes," unquote. The FT8 de-expedition mode permits a de-expedition station, the Fox, to work several stations at a time, utilizing different slots for each contact. Taylor said their setup is comparable to what will be used during the KH1-KH7Z Baker Island de-expedition in June. Quote, "We operated in ways expected to provide the most thorough tests of the de-expedition mode software. The low-power, simple antenna setup at K1JT may be indicative of what can be done from KH1-KH7Z when band conditions are poor." The WSJT development group plotted the equivalent hourly contact rate for each 5-minute interval at W7KH7Z. According to Taylor, the latest tests showed that peak QSO rates with FT8 de-expedition mode can approach 400 per hour, and that sustained rates well above 200 per hour will be readily achieved in good conditions. Historic U.S. Navy call sign NSS will be reactivated during the 100th anniversary of the former naval radio station in Annapolis, Maryland. Members of the U.S. Naval Academy Radio Club, W3ADO, and the Potomac Valley Radio Club, W3GRF, will return the historic call sign to the air during the Armed Forces Day Crossband Military Amateur Radio Communications Test this coming weekend. NSS operations from the site of the former naval radio station on Greenbury Point will run from 1300 UTC on Saturday, May 12th to 0200 UTC on Sunday, May 13th. Transmissions on CW and SSB will take place on 4038.5, 5330.5, 7533.5, 9447, 14487, and 17545 kHz. NSS will listen for callers on announced frequencies in adjacent amateur radio bands. Commemorative QSLs will be sent for all contacts.
I'm Steve Ford, WB8IMY, and I'm speaking with Norm Fusaro, W3IZ, Radio Sport and Field Services Manager. And Norm, I wanted to catch up with you about the current state of the ARRL International Grid Chase. Where do we stand?
Actually, Steve, it's got a lot of activity, you know, because remember, every QSO counts. You know, so whether you're in a contest or whether you're just chatting or whatever, anything you upload to Logbook of the World qualifies for the grid chase. And the idea is to work as many unique grids in a 30-day period or in a monthly period, and then the score gets reset. But there is a cumulative score for the end of the year. So, you know, it's kind of an interesting twist. I'll tell you where we got lucky, Steve, is something we didn't plan on. Was this new mode FT8. You know, it is caught on like wildfire, and part of the exchange is your grid. It's built right into the software, and a lot of hams have really just taken to this mode, especially with the propagation the way it's been. This mode has a way of really cutting through on all bands.
You know, That's true.
6 meters down to 160, so... I'll give you a couple of numbers. Okay, in one month, 2.3 million QSOs for FT8 were uploaded.
Wow.
1 month, 2.3 million.
Ooh.
Now, to give you something in comparison, sideband was about 2.2 million, and CW was about 1.8 million. Now, you would say that, you know, FT8's taken over the other bands. That's what we hear. You
know? I've heard that, too.
Yes. Well, that's really not a true statement because while sideband and CW QSOs have dropped a bit in LOTW uploads, and also Club Log has experienced similar numbers.
Yes.
But it has only decreased by, you know, maybe 2%, whereas the number of FT8 QSOs is out there is way more than that decrease. So what this is telling us is people are on the air.
Yeah.
I mean, more people are on the air than ever before.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Norm, and get on the air, right?
That's it. Get on the air. Go collect some grids.
Okay, very good. Thanks.
Take care, Steve.
And now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
AMSAT has just announced this year's venue for the 36th annual AMSAT Space Symposium and General Meeting. It will be held November 2nd through the 4th in Huntsville, Alabama, at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center. Hotel accommodations will be next door at the Marriott at the Space and Rocket Center. We will have at the symposium many amateur satellite presentations, operating techniques, news, and plans from the amateur satellite world. The AMSAT Board of Directors meeting takes place on November 1st and the morning of November 2nd. There will be opportunities for you to meet the Board of Directors and the officers. This year we will once again have an auction and the Saturday evening banquet. The details on the keynote speaker will be available soon. I will bet that there will be plenty of hams operating satellites from parking lots, roofs of parking garages, and anywhere they can get a good shot at the sky. Now is the time to make your plans. I hope to see you there. Further details are available at amsat.org. Click on Events. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
I'm Steve Ford, WB8IMY, and this is the ARRL Audio News Propagation Forecast for Friday, May 11th. We may see some improved conditions on the HF bands over the next several days. There's a single sunspot at the moment, and it's pretty weak, but it's strong enough to give the solar flux index a bit of a boost. In addition, we're finally making our exit from a stream of solar particles, so the odds of geomagnetic storms over the next few days are pretty low. So, if you're operating in the Volta Ritty contest or the Arkansas QSO party this weekend, don't be surprised if you make some long-distance contacts on bands above 20 meters. On VHF and UHF, the sporadic E season is in full swing on 6 meters. FT8 operators are reporting band openings almost every day so far this month. If you want to give it a try, the FT8 frequency on 6 meters is 50.313 megahertz. Above 6 meters, there have been reports of some big tropospheric band openings along the east coast from Maine all the way to Virginia, and most of these are taking place on 2 meters.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.